1 million people converged upon Times Square nearly a year ago to welcome the promise of 2011. People gathered in the same location Wednesday to say good riddance to the year's problems or disappointments, a failed business, a bout with cancer, excess weight, a mortgage, a demonic boss, bad grades, the married life, the single life, and many an insecurity. They penned their good riddance on paper, tossed it in a dumpster, and watched a shredder truck pulverize the contents. Katie Selman of Tampa, Florida, was recognized by organizers for having the most creative entry. She is the mother of five and also the wife and sister of Iraqi war veterans.
So I'm going to say goodbye to deployments for 2011. I'm going to come here and shred deployment paper to my brother and my husband.
Selman and her husband, Major Steve Selman, tore up the documents that send him to war and away from his children. He looks forward to 2012.
To do great things with my kids, teach my son how to throw baseball, and my daughter, play dolls with her, be able to do great things like this with my wife, and basically catch up with everybody.
And says Katie Selman, to help with household chores like taking out the trash and mowing the lawn. New Year's celebration organizers in New York have already wheeled in the number 2 to replace the last digit in a large sign of the year 2011 that shined above Times Square less than 365 days ago. Having bid good riddance to disappointments of the previous year, revelers will now welcome the promise of 2012. Peter Fedimsky, VOA News, New York.